This time, we're welcoming Anthony McCarthy, one of Ireland's most respected marketers. And Anthony has over three decades of sales and marketing experience and has a no-nonsense approach to using the internet. For the last decade, he's been marketing online full-time. And in that time, he's been in demand to speak globally, has become an Amazon bestseller, and has taught hundreds of people and businesses how to successfully use the internet to grow and digitize their business. And we're talking about companies such as Logitech, as well as the Irish government, and even the European Union. Anthony, welcome.
Lovely to be here. Thank you very much.
Great to have you here. Now, perhaps we could start with you telling us a little bit more about your background and what it was that inspired you to venture into online marketing.
I think that'll be longer than the whole interview. Very simple, necessity. I was in the retail business all of my life, in ceramic tiles and kitchen cabinets. And I did a very large project where for over 6.8 million was the sale. Property crash happened. The guys couldn't pay me. I lost over 1.7 million my own money. And I was literally on my backside. So a friend of mine rang me and said he was doing an event in Dublin and there were a couple of people coming in from the States to talk about online marketing, which I went, okay, right, your point. And one of them had family from Cork, so he asked me would I come up and bring them for a pint as you do in Ireland and that type of stuff. So I went up completely and absolutely skeptical and met a guy called Matt Bisek, who I believe you've had has been on before. I signed up for his program, and that's how it started. It was really just, it wasn't anything that I invented. It wasn't anything. I joke about myself. This isn't the rags to riches story. This is the riches to rags to riches story. It really was. I've got five kids. I knew if I continued what I was doing, it wasn't going to work. Little did I know that COVID would have come in because I was importing all of my product from Italy at that point in time. And I wouldn't have been able to import anything through the current pandemic and the rest of it. So I would have been completely wiped out again. But I knew back then I wanted to change. And when I saw, I'll be honest, there's twice in my life my jaw has dropped with technology. The first time was, and I'm this old, that I saw Lotus 1-2. I used to use Lotus 1-2-3 and DOS, if any of you can remember that. And I remember seeing Windows and Excel for the first time. And the guy had... I walked in late and the guy did an autofill and I bought 11 computers that day and walked out and told them, deliver them in. We were done. We were sold. And the other time was when I saw an autoresponder, because for me, I did a lot of direct mail campaigns and flyers, TV advertising, radio advertising. Newspaper advertising. I'm old enough to know why the newspaper column inches the width it is. It's the width that your eye moves in your head without turning your head. And there's the whole psychology behind that. So I've been at this long time. But when I saw an autoresponder, it was like, ooh, you're telling me now I can send an email, write one email and send it to as many people as I can get on a list. That made sense to me. So that's how it started.
Wow. I mean, so in many ways, Matt Bisek is to blame for you venturing into online marketing.
Matt's become a lifelong friend. You know, we talk 3-4 times a week. We do some projects together and we've become, because literally, I'll tell you the funny story about it is, you know, back then, events were way bigger. People were, people were treated like gods and the rest of it. And Matt was a bit standoffish, right, and couldn't understand. And he, long story short, I had sent some stuff to his mother because she was talking about visiting Ireland and the rest of it, which you would do being Irish. Like, there was nothing, you know, we didn't say anything about it. So we did all that, and it was all grand, and Matt comes back with his good wife, Steph, and they spent some time in Cork, and we're on a train to Dublin, because he's never been on a train, right? Americans, never been on a train, right? No disrespect to my American cousins, but they don't do a lot of trains. So we're on the train, and he just turns over to me and says, dude, what the F do you want? What is it you want? And I just looked him straight in the face, and I said, I want to know the answer to one question and one question only. And he said, what is it? I said, is this BS? Or is this real? And he said, okay, what you do is you jump on a plane next week. You're going to come stay in our house. You're going to stay with me in the basement, which sounds horrific. His basement was bigger than my house. It had its own bar, which suited me fine. I went over. And as I say, I went to meet the Wizard of Oz, the all-knowing wizard, and I met the guy who plays the organ. So he absolutely took the business apart, and I saw the inside of the business. And that was me. I was hooked from then on.
Wow. And since then, you've gone on to work on several multi-million dollar businesses. For anyone who's never done that, though, Anthony, how hard did you find it to get started?
A nightmare. And I'll tell you why. The internet is a very, very simple business. And that's the problem with it. Because most people look at it. I did anyway. I believed it was true, but I didn't believe it was true. I kept making it complicated. I kept adding stuff from traditional business. I couldn't understand that I can buy a domain name. I can set up an opt-in page. I can drive some traffic and get people into an email and send them emails and sell them stuff. I kept trying to mess that process up by adding in things. And the other challenge is there's a million ways of making money online, but you can't make money doing a million different things.
Of course. No, it's good advice. That's great advice. And I think that's where a lot of people do get lost, isn't it? Because they try a million things at the same time.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like my analogy is, it's like the person that's drowning, because I know, like, when I say I lost everything, like, I borrowed the money to do the course with Matt off my father. My father was paying my expenses, feeding my family at that point in time. I mean, I went below zero so fast it wasn't funny. I had over 20 million worth of property, got completely annihilated. So I had every reason to sit in the ground, feel sorry for myself and not get back up. However, there's one thing that I've learned through, I lost my sister when she was 29 of cancer, and that was kind of a refocus. And when I was feeling sorry for myself, my father walked in and said, your sister would love the problems you have. So I'm responsible for the decisions I make. The challenge that most people do is you feel like you're drowning and you want any way of getting rescued. And what you're doing is you're swimming up and you're grabbing any piece of straw that's passing. Whereas if you could just swim up and turn around and see the boat that would be with you in 2 minutes, if you float on your back, you'd be rescued. And so what people do is they grasp at every straw, they grasp at everything. And let's be honest, we're all online marketers. Anybody reading this is in the online marketing business. We're good at what we do. Okay, like, you never see an advert on the TV from McDonald's where you walk in and mother is screaming at the kids, sit down or I'll kill you. You know, the kids are crying, they're trying, their brother and two brothers are beating the crap out of each other in the corner fighting over the toy because the one wanted the one the other has. Or you don't see three guys at 11 o'clock at night drunk with the burger hanging in the side of their mouth, right? You always see this beautiful, happy place. Marketing is about presenting the best possible picture. But finding focus is the secret, to be honest. Focus on two things. What's your number? Where do you want to be? Right? And everybody says, I want to make $1 million. Why?
Good question.
The question I would ask, yeah. But why do you want to make it? Because I want to make $1 million because it would change my life. That's not a reason. Right? That's the reason to go buy a lottery ticket. That's not a reason to start the business. You know, I want to make. So you start with, how much money do you need to survive? How much money would you need to get slightly better, slightly better, slightly better? And it happens in increments. It can happen very, very quickly online compared to any other business I've ever been in. One of my businesses, I spent €450,000, which is about $600,000, just to find out if people wanted the product or not, right? Mm-hmm. So when people say to me, oh, I spent $5,000 on a program, it's like, yeah, okay, you spent $100,000 on college, and a lot of people don't come out and do anything with that. So it's get your number and understand that it's a business, that you do have to invest, and you either have one of two assets at all time. One is time and the other one is money. So if you have money, you can outsource to people to get back your time, which is the level that I know at. But when I didn't have money, I had time. So you have to focus then on what your number is and focus on what you're going to do with that time. So if you're trying to do an Amazon shop, build an email list, do social media marketing, run a local business marketing, because I did all that. All that happens is you run around and you're extremely busy, but you don't make any money. Mm-hmm. It's when I took away all the noise and I focused on, and the reason I did went into this building is I started making money from my list. I was asked to speak, and you know, I met a lot of speakers. And when I was talking to guys, I always ask, what's the one thing you do every day? And the one question, the one answer I get, bar none, I have never met anybody who has said different, who's on a stage, to send emails.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
So, I mean, I guess in terms of when you started, that was that your sole focus? Once you'd realized that all the other stuff was distractions, but building your email list was the key thing that you needed to do. Is that what you focused on?
Yeah, that was it. That was the complete way. And then I didn't have money, so I couldn't do paid ads and that type of stuff. I didn't know enough about it. And paid ads are a fantastic way of pouring petrol on the fire. Okay, they are a fantastic way of putting petrol on the fire. However, if you haven't started the fire, all they do is it costs you a lot of money to dampen the logs. And that's the reality. So I then went back to what I did in the kitchen business, and I started running contests. And that's how it started. I started building. The first one I did was Logitech. I got in 10,500 subscribers in a month running a campaign with Logitech, which was funded by the European Union. Because it was a piece of software that I was developing with them, and it came out, and then I saw this and went, "Ooh, hang on a second, do you know what? Keep the software. I'm going doing this to build my lists because I'll make an awful lot more money from my list than I ever will from the software side of it." So that's pretty much. And I used to run contests in my kitchen. Like, I used to weigh a 25 grand kitchen. Everybody thought it was insane, right? And you get all the stuff. So I give away a $25,000 kitchen or Euro kitchen. I put an ad on the local newspaper. I put an ad on some of the radio stations we were talking about before we came on. And I would run it. And they would ask questions. People would come in. They'd ring in or they'd send in their answers back then. This is how we're talking. Like, they'd send their answers in or they'd call into the show and fill them in. And we would normally get 100 to 200 people to enter a contest. No, people saying, oh, but you're getting people who don't want a kitchen. I understand that. But I was also getting 40 people who did want a kitchen, and I was able to sell to 20 doors. Mm-hmm. So I was then able to do, you know, 250 to 300 grand's worth of campaign and business with these people out of the contest. And I got the kitchen for nothing from the manufacturers. I negotiated a back end deal with the manufacturers that if I bought over 100,000 from them, that they'd give me 10% extra discount, which was 10 grand, which covered my advertising costs. So I've been doing this always. So, you know, people like to win. People love to win stuff. And the other side of it is you've only got one winner. So you can up the value. And for me, it was the case that the traditional opt-in page just wasn't working, converting for me. Because let's be honest, right? When you're starting out, nobody knows who you are. So why do they care? You know, you come up with this fantastic PDF report of this or that. Nobody cares. That's the reality. Nobody cares, right? Even at the level I'm at. No, thank God, and the level that Nick is at and the rest of it. You know, we still have to go on a webinar and explain to people who we are. There's no superstars in this business. Everybody thinks, oh my God, you know, this guy's a superstar and that's a superstar. I can walk down the main street of my town naked and nobody knows what my name is. You know, so you're not famous. So for me, it was just about creating a different way to get people. And then I was able to leverage. You know, so I'd go to the likes of Matt and say, your next launch, will you give me a gift for that? Or will you give me this and that? And I'm able to leverage off of those people. So then people are known in the industry. I'm able to leverage off of that. I'm able to tell the other people, because what I learned at the start is there are three models online. There's reporter, publisher, and God. Okay. Reporter is, I saw this and I think it's very good. Every news program, every newspaper, every cinema magazine, every radio magazine, the Radio Times, everything that you see out there is reporter. The model is right in front of you. It's a very, very profitable way to make money because it's called affiliate marketing. People just don't do it right. Right. All a reporter is they want somebody wants to tell them who's not the person selling the product that this is good. That's what they're looking for and why it's good. So that's one model. The other one then is publishers that look, myself and Paul have made this amazing product together about how you can do podcasts, whatever, boom, 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 boom. And we go, and then God is the situation where, look, this is what I've done. This is how much money I've made. And this is why you should listen to me. You have to go to a publisher first. You can go from God back to a publisher and bounce in and out because we all do, but you have to go to a publisher or reporter first. But reporter is just what affiliate marketing is. And people say, oh, it's very confusing. When all of those tweak to me, it's just like, you know, this business is actually very simple. All the models are there. So I started making YouTube videos. I was running competitions. I'd make YouTube videos. I would do reviews of products. Back then, Google and Twitter were very friendly. So Twitter was indexed. So I would hack the guy whose launch was coming out. So I would go to Twitter, and there was software back then at the time. This is all gone, unfortunately. And Twitter would allow you follow the followers of somebody. So I would find out who's launching in a month, and for the next month, I would follow all the followers of that person. Everybody follows the names. I follow the people who are following the person because they'll want to buy their products. And if they have any doubt, and then if I'm tweeting out, and I put the product name in and I have a link of the product manager, the guy who made it, say, for example, Matt Basak, you know, amazing new product by at Matt Basak. Every one of his followers saw it. Every one of my followers who were following him saw it. And I had a video review. Check out this amazing review. Guess what happened? They went to the review and they started buying on my link. The mess up I did on that, being perfectly blunt, is I didn't put an opt-in page in front of it. Yeah. When I figured that out, I went, hang on a second, I can now use these guys to build my list.
Nice. I mean, you have a substantial list. I believe it's over 100,000 people on your list. I was going to say, have you got ways of, you know, sharing some tips so that people can achieve the same kind of level?
Yeah, well, I've done over 1 million leads for free, so which I'm kind of proud of.
Wow.
So one is contest. No, all I set a program on this, be all transparent on it. One is contest. I built my own software on that because I didn't get what we wanted. We do a lot of lists through contests. Other one is giveaways, which I'm launching as well, a giveaway site. And the other thing really is, like, if let's say you've got zero money today and you want to start making your first couple of bucks, right? First of all, if you've got zero money today, you're going to have a challenge in any business. I'm going to openly and honestly say that if you've got zero money, you're going to have a challenge in any business because you do need some investment. The level of investment in this business is minuscule compared to any other business. Like I must actually look up the numbers because somebody's asked me, oh, you know, they're going to pay $1,000 for a program, which I understand. It's a lot of money for people, right? I never get glib about money. There was a time when I had no money. But you couldn't get a hot dog stand in New York for less than 30 grand, mm-hmm. right? So like when you look at the relationship, so how to build a list, what I would do is I would go make exactly what I said. I would make review videos on Facebook groups, on Twitter. I would make review videos of products, preferably have an opt-in page in front of it when you're going to Facebook groups and the rest of it. But to start with, just build up your list. Or build up your sales, get some money in. Do a review. This is an amazing product. A lot of the product manufacturer, a lot of product launches on Warrior and on JVZoo will actually give you a copy to review. No, you have to ask the right way and you have to tell them what you're doing. So you tell them you're going to make 10 videos or you're going to make 6 videos, then make the 6 videos. And I would make 6 to 10 videos. I would retitle them. I would retitle them. I would absolutely change them around and then have 10 titles for the same videos, right? Change the video slightly, but unboxing. Unboxing videos are colossal these days. So make an unboxing video. And of course, if you want to check this out and you really like this video, thanks. The link below to buy is here. No, here's the secret. The very first line that you post in your description is, click here to get this, no, with the link for the product. That's the very, very first thing that you do. Okay? Because if you do that, they see that in the description when they're scrolling down on their phone. And you start making some sales, right? You're not going to be able to retire, but you start making some sales. Then start posting that video on Facebook, posting that video on LinkedIn, post it on Twitter, post it on Pinterest, post it on Instagram. They're all free traffic sources. And I'm not saying post in your own group. I'm saying go to groups for, let's say it's Make Money Online Niche. There's thousands of groups in the Make Money Online Niche that will ask, let you post that. Mm-hmm. Then, once you get a few dollars in, make a page with that in and have the link, and then ask people to opt in as well, right? And then start driving people to an opt-in page. And you can build your list for free that way. That's the easiest way for anybody to get started who's got no money. If you've got some money, then invest in a couple of the programs, because there's software out there, like, again, not plugging me all the time, but, you know, there's Nick's programs as well, which are fantastic. You know, they'll send out emails. You just got to drive traffic. And a lot of these places will teach you how to drive traffic. And the thing people need to realize about the internet when they're learning this is that the internet is a moving river. So it's constantly changing, it's constantly moving, it's constantly updating. So follow in the footsteps. If you really want to make money and get your ass out of trouble, follow in the footsteps of somebody who's doing it. That's what I did. I learned from five or six different people. I took at some of the stuff that I know myself and I blended it all together.
No, it's great. It's great advice.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
And I think as well, you know, what you just said about this being a moving river, you're absolutely right. If you had a list of 100,000 people 10 years ago, the value of that is minuscule. You know, you've got to constantly be feeding that that list and generating those new leads coming through. And I guess that's one of the things that you focus on quite a lot, is it, Anthony, to bring those new people into your, you know, your list on an ongoing basis.
Absolutely. And like, what you want to do is go and build your list all the time.
Mm-hmm. And how would you go about that? I mean, is that I know you've done books, you've done courses. Is that part of your strategy?
The Amazon bestseller, I don't really mean to talk about that, right? Because that was more of a PR stunt than a reality, okay?
Right.
So let's be honest, because what we did in that is we rigged the game, okay? So we all went into it. A lot of us got together. We all went into the book and we all made it. And we got Amazon bestseller within the first 2 hours, right? So there's a whole formula of doing that. So, you know, because it looks good in the CV. But in relation to building my list, one of the things is I do webinars every week. I do recip webinars. So I'm bringing in customers. Another thing I'm now starting to do is low ticket launches, where I go to warriors and I'm bringing in people and I'm paying people for these. Because if you think about this, if I go to Warrior Plus, I have a launch coming out, and I put up the launch and my front end product is $8, and then there's the upsells. Everybody's trying to get money out of $8. I don't want money out of the $8. I will give 100% commission, and I'll give 50% commission, and even 75% commission, and even some of the big affiliates, I'll give them 100% commission of the whole funnel, you know, up to about $200 or $300. And everybody's saying, my God, why are you doing that? Because they're going to send me a ton of traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm buying leads without taking any money out of my pocket.
Yeah. So it's a $0 way of getting hundreds or thousands of new leads into your business.
Yeah, you know, if even if you did 500 people, right? Let's say you just sold 500 units, right? That's 500 units. That's 500 buyers who you can now mail offers to, webinars to. You know, if I get 500 buyers and I can put 120 people on a webinar, I can drop a 997 product to them and I can get 10, 15 sales and I can make 15, 20 grand two or three times out of those people. Yeah. So it's worth 35, 45 grand to me in the back end.
And as well, I guess, Anthony, the key there is that these aren't people just opting in for a free PDF or something that's free that, you know, people will get and has zero value. These are actual buyers that are coming onto your list. And the value of a buyer is always way higher than just somebody that's downloading something because it's free.
Well, yeah, but like I do a lot of free stuff as well with the competitions and that type of stuff. We do a lot of free stuff. But there's a system in sorting out. Because I'm a retailer, right, I understand the whole, like, I call them tire kickers, right, from the car business. Mm-hmm. So that, you, like, when people came into my stores, you want a footfall coming in, but you always had the ones coming in who had never any interest in buying and never interest in doing it. So we had systems put in place to separate those people out, right? You're very welcome to stay. We'll give you a cup of coffee. You can have a look around, but my sales staff are not going to spend a lot of time with you. I want to focus on the people who want to buy, obviously. Right. So how you do that in email is very simple. Send them a ton of emails. Right. People get very possessive about their email list. I have a very simple mentality on my email list, which is the same word spelled two different ways. Buy, B-U-Y, or B-Y-E. Right. I don't want, I'm not social on my email list. I don't do, no. I know other people do it different, it's the way I do it. I am ground and pound. Like when we do the Legends Summits and somebody opts in for the summit, they'll probably get 60 to 80 emails by the end of it. We get a hurl of abuse from people. We get loads of, as we get more thank yous than abuse. But the reason we do it, and this is something that I've never discussed with anybody, is I want to separate out the people who want to really be there to the people who don't want to really be there.
And I guess that, there, as you say, you've got a process now in place to be able to do that. I love the buy B-U-Y or buy B-Y-E, by the way. That's genius. Yeah. Now, alongside all of your success, Anthony, you're also a dad, as you mentioned before, to five children.
I'm a granddad.
Oh, really? Okay, wow. So how did you find enough time to fit all this in?
Well, it was the reason I went online, to be honest, because, like, I was very, very successful and we had an awful lot of money in the previous businesses before I got wiped out. But I was leaving, like I was booted and suited at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I was getting home 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, 6 days a week. On Sunday, I didn't have the energy to talk, let alone play with my kids. And what I found is we had all the stuff that we, all the things people wanted, but we'd no time. And it was funny when I lost everything and I sat back down and looked at what I wanted. And I was traveling a lot. I was in and out of Italy probably every 3-4 weeks for a week. And I was traveling a fair, no, I love going to Italy, I have to be honest. It was a beautiful place to go, but still my kids are growing up and the rest of it. So that when I went online, it completely revolutionized my business to the fact that when my oldest finished school, he's now 28. So this would have been 10, 12, 10, 11 years ago. I took the family to Spain and we lived for 6 weeks in Spain. We hired a villa on a golf course. I don't play golf, but it was overlooking a golf course, private pool. And we stayed there for 6 weeks and I worked probably 2 hours a day while it was there. And that is the freedom of the business. I could probably make, not being big-headed or anything else, 3-4 times more money than I'm doing. It's not my motivator. And don't get me wrong, I like money, I like making money, but you know, I want to make enough money that I can have my investments going forward and all of the stuff that I want. But for me, it's very much about quality. I know my kids are older, like my youngest is 18, so the demands of my time are way less now. And I kind of knew that was coming. But like, for example, when the cinemas are open, one of my kids come home, they might have had a bad day in school or something bad, or, you know, we're big Marvel fans. Like we were at Marvel at 12 o'clock in the day when nobody else was there, you know. And like, all the parents coming on to me saying, oh, he wants to go to Marvel and trying to get there, but geez, we have a dinner now, sir. I could just say, come on, look, let's go. Let's go. We'll come back in 2 hours. The difference between the online business compared to any other business I've been in is I would always said before I went online that I worked for myself. I didn't. I worked for the business.
Yeah.
Because yeah. When it was open, I was on. When it was in the holidays, I was on. mobile was constantly ringing. Like, I can scale this business and turn this business on and off to whatever length. And it's also very, very simple for me to delegate out systems. I know, ironically, three of my sons are involved in the business. Two are doing marketing in school. And the oldest guy has gone in full time. He packed up his job. Because we got him to make $100,000 while he was driving a forklift or a factory.
Wow. Okay.
So not bad, right?
I mean, well, there's a couple of key things there that you mentioned. One is that obviously this is the ultimate lifestyle business. It's allowed you to, you know, just down tools whenever you like, so you can go off to the cinema or, as you say, to go and live in Spain for 6 weeks. And the business continues in that time. Also, I think the key learning point there is that even with five kids, you were able to make this business a success, which again is something that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it'll never work for me, I've got too many distractions, I'm too busy. But when you're a dad to five kids, you know, your time is precious anyway, but you've still been able to build the business to the level that you have. So that's certainly something that should be celebrated. I was going to ask, have any of the children followed in your footsteps? But you're saying that yes, they have. They've jumped on board the marketing bandwagon, so to speak.
Yeah, two are doing marketing at college. And the interesting thing, this isn't any blowhole about me, one of them is in placement in the credit union, which is a local bank, and doing all of their Facebook ads and paid ads and Google and that type of stuff. And the other guy is coming with me because he asked a couple of months back, could he come in and learn? And they're learning, they're paying the price, they're learning, they're on small, like my attitude, you're on small money, you want to make money, then figure out ways if you can add money to the business and then I'll give you a piece of it, which the oldest fella did. But yeah, they have followed. But the interesting thing is, talk about time for a second, and you may have to cut this out, so I'm going to tell you this. I do call it erect prick syndrome, right? It's very crude, so you may have to cut this out. But the point is that you've got to get total focus, right? People make an awful lot of excuses. When I went into this, I went into it. So I went into my wife and kids, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work my absolute, like a lunatic, 12, 14, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm going at this full throttle. And I have a lot of people, and I understand you've got jobs and you're out and you're doing it and then you're coming home. But like, I did a very interesting test with my students at one stage because they were saying, oh, I didn't have enough time to do this, enough time to do that. And about 3 days later, I said, you know, I'm thinking of watching something on Netflix. Anybody got anything? And I got about 45 posts of all these Netflix series, and I just totaled the time. I said, you've now spent, like Game of Thrones being one. Game of Thrones is over, I think, about 180 hours.
Yeah.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
So you can spend 180 hours, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy Game of Thrones myself, but you can spend 180 hours in that. Don't tell me you don't have time. What you're doing is, this is not a priority to you. So you got to reassert. And the thing is, I know, like, you know the old flywheel, businesses are like that. When the flywheel is static, to get it moving the first time is hard, to get it go further is harder, to get it go again is harder, to get it go again. But eventually it goes over the top and then it keeps going and then the momentum keeps going. So you've got to push that momentum. So I lived and breathed. And the other thing I did, which I find a lot of people don't do, is I interrogated the support. Any program I got my money's worth and more, right? Because I interrogated the program, the support. Mm-hmm. Right. By the question I asked, I don't believe there's any such thing as a dumb question. I've asked real, like Matt Basil will tell you when he met me, I couldn't spell internet. Right. And the thing is, I would just absolutely interrogate their support. And the thing is, people like Nick, me, Matt, and all the guys that are doing what we're doing and helping people, we love seeing that because it means the person's interested and they're showing interest. There's nothing worse than someone coming in and opening a program and, it didn't work. It didn't work. It does work. You've got to put the work in. And the thing is, once you learn it, and I understand people are technophobes. I understand people believe that they can't use a computer. I think one of the advantages I had on computers is I'm a complete tech genius. I'm being extremely sarcastic. but I've always gamed. Right. So I got nearly expelled from my secondary school for playing Space Invaders because in the local chip shop, it was past the time to go back and I was beating the high score and I was not giving up. Right. And the principal passed about 45 minutes later and I was still on it, beating the score. And he just laughed and said, come to my office later on. And when I explained to him, he said, oh, well, OK. And to be fair, I knew the man. So he was a very nice gent. But the reality is, you know, if you're afraid of it, get some games on your phone, right, and start playing the games. Because what you got to get over the fear of, if I press this, something will go wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's like that with people. I don't know what email to send to my list, and I'm afraid because how big is your list? I've got 100 people. Okay, I've got 1,000 people. I've even got 100,000 people. Well, don't worry about it because there's 6 billion other people out there waiting for you to know. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? And the other side of it is, you know, I've had some ferocious errors in some of my videos and the rest of it, and people come back and say, we love it because it makes you real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's one of the key things, isn't it? That if to err is human, as the saying goes, and if you can show that you're, you know, human, you make mistakes, it gives them the confidence as well to go, actually, I can do this and I can make mistakes along the way. And, you know, you overcome them and people like you even more because of those mistakes. So, yeah, absolutely get that.
Well, like I'm dyslexic, right? Not giving you all my therapy session, but I'm dyslexic. So once they sent out emails, and it was Matt rang me. Matt rang me and said, dude, what in the name of God are you saying this email? I read the email back. I don't know what I was saying, right? So what I started doing until I indoctrinated in is I have a Mac, and most computers have a way of turning text into audio or into type. And they even understand my accent. No. So I would just sit there and talk the email.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you. If you want it, you find it. Like the bottom line is, if you want success, we can give you all the magic roads and all the formulas and all the magic. Oops, sorry. My apologies. My screen went dead and I had to turn that off. One sec. So, if you've got a situation of you want success and you want to go get it, then you'll go get it. Mm-hmm. It is 100% in your control. My advice is the shortcut to that success is following the footsteps of somebody who's already done it, because that's what worked for me. Right. I'm not one of these guys that invented a system or, you know, was there, one of the old gods rest with. I went to a program. It's one of the reasons I do the Legends Summits, you know. I do the summits 3-4 times a year, because what I say to people is the money you'd invest going and traveling and all the rest of it, put that into a program, invest in yourself and make it work. And the answer is make it work. And honestly, look, I know I have business experience, I've always worked for myself and the rest of it, but if I can do it, anybody can do it. My 28-year-old son, right, was 27 when he did this. He still can't build a page, right? He can work an autoresponder. He knows how to run a webinar, but don't ask him to do anything else. And he'll tell you that himself. He doesn't understand it, doesn't care, doesn't want to. Everybody thinks, I must know everything. You don't.
I was going to say, it's that step-by-step process, isn't it? And if you do need help along the way, there's always help out there. You can either, if you want to do it for free, you can go to YouTube and type in what it is you're trying to achieve, and somebody's probably got a video that will walk you through the next step. Or if you've got some money to invest, you can outsource it. You can go to one of the outsourcing websites and pay a few dollars and they will do that for you. So again, you know, you can just keep it rolling. That's the whole thing about this type of business, about just taking that next step. Keep moving forward. Before you know it, you've got, you know, the website set up, you've got your autoresponder in place, and then you can start driving that traffic across. And as you say, Anthony, you know, if you can't afford paid traffic, organic traffic may take you a little bit longer, but it is out there. You just need to work harder to find those people, to get them to come and opt into your list. But that's part of the fun. That's part of the challenge to get your business going. It's a bit like being a shop owner and opening the store and just expecting people to walk in. You need to do things to get them to walk through the door. And it's the same, you know, metaphorically speaking, online. I mean,
it's not quite the same metaphorically online, because when you open the shop, you're opening it on Mars.
Yeah. Point taken.
It's the one thing is, like, people say, oh, I built a website. No, nobody cares. There are, yeah, I think, 5 times more websites than people know. It's about, like, learn traffic, build a list is always my advice to anybody. Learn traffic, get into it, learn how to drive traffic, learn how to build a list, and then everything else will fall in from there once you have that.
Makes sense.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
So you've talked about your summits, and they are all virtual summits, I guess.
Correct, because the logic behind it is, first of all, you couldn't get this array of speakers in that period of time anywhere in a real world setting, because you just wouldn't be able to physically do it. And we have anywhere from over 20 speakers in 4 days. So you're getting, it really is an immersion. The other logic behind it is the money that you save between the hotel, the ticket for the event, traveling and all of that, you're able to invest that in a program and invest it in yourself. So that's why I started. That was the whole, that's the whole ethos behind it. Probably will do a couple of real world events. I'm looking at that, and just to meet people more than anything else, and have that, what we are looking at, but it won't change from the virtual model. The beautiful thing, and the other beautiful thing about it, is I don't have to leave home and you don't have to leave home.
Yeah.
You know, no, there is a nice aspect. And I think certainly after the pandemic, there will be people who will want to meet up and, you know, meet and all of that type of stuff. But it is pretty, the logic always is that, look, if you got a ticket for an event and you travel and you've got flights and the rest of it, you know, it's going to cost you anything, $1,000 to $5,000 to go. Why not? If that's precious money to you and you're not making that money online, then why not take that money and invest in a program that's going to help you make that money, that when, then when you go to the event, it's not bothering you.
Anthony, where will we find out more about your summits? Where can we find out more?
Legendsofthedigitalworld.com.
I guess that's one of the many things that you're working on. I'm aware that we're running out of time together, but, you know, what else do you have coming up, and how can we find out more about that?
So I have, I've got my contest off running. We're about to launch a giveaway site, the old-fashioned giveaways, list building giveaway. That is the Legends giveaway. So if the easiest thing is, follow me on Facebook. Anthony McCarthy on Facebook, you find me, you'll see my gray beard up there, and follow me, and I'll be notifying you. So we've got that coming out. I have a couple of low ticket launches. I actually launched a program with my son, which I'm very proud of, and we're helping people out to crush it on low ticket launches as well. So there's a lot of things coming, but the real ones for anybody in relation to getting traffic and getting leads would be the giveaway is going to be great because you can put up a gift that you're going to be leveraging off of. I'm spinning again. It seems to be, without being egotistical, my superpower is taking something that's there and spinning it in to make it better. Mm-hmm. So the old giveaways used to work a long time ago. You know, you send in a gift, you put it up, and then you send traffic, and you get ranked by the level of people traffic you're sending. The problem with that is it was kind of, you got a couple of big players in and they took over. We're putting the big players in a box, right, on this. And we're also adding ways that you can make money from the big players and that you can use the big players to grow your own list. So do exactly what I did when I started with the videos, but we're doing it with gifts. And we've got some really exciting stuff coming on that. That will be out in Warrior Plus at the end of June. And then we have the site is up and getting fixed and ready to go. So it'll actually be a giveaway site that you can come in. You can get your gifts for free. If you want a proper gift, there'll be a low monthly fee, because again, what we don't want to do is, I would prefer to have 100 good gifts than a million crap gifts. So it's very much about quality and having people in that are in. But it's a fantastic way. It's actually crowdsourcing list building when you look at it and you take it into today's terms, because what everybody is doing is everybody's promoting. The big changes that we've done and the difference without boring you is that any opt-ins that you send on the front end, you get them. You used to get that before. Anybody who opts into your gift, you get them as well. Okay, so you're getting the two lists. So if you're bringing in traffic from organic, or you're using any paid traffic or that type of stuff, you're actually building your list as well, because that's what's important about it. And then we'll have ways of making sales and commissions as well from a lot of the big speakers as well.
I think anybody listening kind of for this has now realized that building the list is the primary thing, the primary asset of any online business.
It's the only thing.
Yeah.
It's the only thing. Actually, it's not. Because if you asked me this question, if I had to give up everything bar one thing today, what would it be? And everybody thinks it's a list, and it's not. I would give my list up today, no problem. I would not give up my connections.
Makes sense.
With my connections, I can build a list. And that's what we're doing with the giveaways as well, is that you'll be making connections. Because one of the hard things for anybody to do is to start off as an affiliate in the business. So what we're doing is we're helping you to become an affiliate, because anybody who comes through the systems know that any of my friends who have products up there and launches and all the rest of that they'll be doing, that you'll be able to get into, they'll know that you know what you're doing because you're coming through me. What people don't realize, and let me say on this, build your list. Do not buy your list, please. Do not buy a list. There's solo ads, there's Facebook ads, there's Pinterest ads, there's Reddit ads, there's free ways of doing Reddit, there's free, and Reddit actually has 1.8 billion visitors a month, folks. 1.8 billion visitors a month. Reddit is a traffic monster. Okay? Go in and play it. Go in and play the game. Have a look for threads that are in your niche and talk about it. And go in and talk and then start offering people, you know, some free stuff, and they'll come in and they'll opt in. Move your freeze to buyers, and that's the whole game.
Great. Anthony, thank you so much for your time. It's been absolutely fascinating to chat with you and learn more about you, your background, but also, you know, you've shared some amazing tips here as well. So thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here again on behalf of Coach Dave. That is it for this interview. We do hope you enjoyed it and picked up some good tips for your business ventures. We have 50 more such interviews that we are editing and adding to the Academy site to help you. These are just a tiny fraction of the training, tutorials, case studies, and guides you will find for your use within the Academy site. Signing up is free, and there is a private exclusive community you can also join at no cost. Lastly, don't forget the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. You can gain full access to all the resources and also earn a bump in affiliate commissions as a paid member. Depending on the plan selected, it can cost as little as $6 a month. Unbelievable. Take action and change your life. Okay, Adam out. Coach Dave and I will see you on the inside.